This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Bacher. Pianist Emmanuel Ax is covering a lot of ground these days. As artist in residence with the New York Philharmonic this season, he's performing everything from Bach to Christopher Rouse. He's an ardent supporter of new works, having commissioned several in the past 2 years, yet his Grammy-winning sonata recordings of Haydn, Beethoven, and Brahms are a reflection of his strong roots in the standard repertoire. Ax returns to a variation of those roots on his latest recording. In fact, Variations is the title of this new collection, which features a few rarely heard variations composed by Beethoven, Haydn, and Schumann, with a special bonus track of Aaron Copland's piano variations, which is included with the digital download only.
Well, I think variations are something that the great composers actually all wrote a lot of. In a sense, all music is variation, but certainly sets of variations are, in a way, the composer's ability to flex his compositional muscles. They can prove how brilliant they are. Certainly Beethoven was very conscious of that, I think. The idea that he could write sets of variations that were so far superior to everyone around him.
Proof of Beethoven's brilliance is heard in his Variations and Fugue for Piano in E-flat Major, Opus 35. They're based on a melody extracted from his Eroica Symphony, the Symphony No. 3. Emmanuel Ax says these variations in particular are quite original.
Any of these three, actually, but certainly starting with the Beethoven Eroica variations, I think it sounds as unusual, revolutionary, and exciting as it probably did to his audience, even now. It's incredibly brilliant. Just the sheer scope of it, the sheer size, is something that never occurred before in that era. And it's just, I don't know, a very thrilling piece to listen to, even for us. One of the things that's amazing about this particular tune is that he used it in these two pieces, this set of variations and the variations that close the Third Symphony. And, of course, that piece was an incredible explosion in every way. It had dimensions that had never occurred before, and I guess the theme meant something special to him.
Joseph Haydn isn't known for his skills as a pianist, yet he had the ability to compose highly challenging works for the instrument. One of those pieces is the Andante and Variations in F minor, which appear on this recording. Emmanuel Ax says this piece is one he really enjoys playing.
Well, this set is, I guess, kind of an experiment in two different themes, because there's a minor theme and a major theme, and he varies both of them, one after the other. And then at the end manages to combine the two in this incredible kind of almost romantic explosion. It's probably my favorite piece of Haydn, actually. And I think this kind of experiment between the major and minor variations and the different moods, very rarely done by anyone, I think.
Often etudes are study pieces meant to improve a musician's playing skills. Robert Schumann's symphonic etudes, according to Emmanuel Ax, are quite a challenge, which is why he waited so long to finally learn them.
Very difficult stuff. Of course, I'm a tremendous Schumann fan, always have been. This is a piece I just didn't study until about 2.5 years ago. I didn't know if I could play it, and I decided I would just spend a lot of time and try and see if I could manage it, and somehow I guess I'm managing it. There's a lot of music that I have doubts about being able to play. Part of it is just the sheer virtuosity and velocity that it requires. I think there are many pianists that play with greater ease, accuracy, and ability than I do. And so I worry a little bit, but if you work hard, I think it's manageable. This piece, at any rate.
It's hard to imagine Emmanuel Ax being afraid of any piece of music. But then again, when he's challenged, he produces incredible results for all of us to enjoy. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.